And I'm joined on the line now by Susan Kirby, who is the Bram Stoker Festival organiser. Good afternoon, Susan.
Hello, how are you?
It's a horrible old day, isn't it?
It is. It's dark and dank, but maybe good time to be talking about the October Bank Holiday weekend,
yes,
and the Bram Stoker,
yes,
Festival.
Indeed. And Bram Stoker, as we said, is just from down the road here, in Fairview.
That's right. A Dublin native, Northsider, born in 1847. So, a very renowned novelist, and probably has penned one of the greatest Gothic novels known, Dracula. So, and a local to be proud of.
And there's been so many Dracula films now, I wouldn't be able to remember them all.
Yeah, I suppose Stoker's actual novel, Dracula, is very much placed in the literary context. And then obviously, because it's so rich as a novel in terms of, the aesthetic and all of the imagination that it brings to mind, it's spurned over many years the kind of rise of different forms of film and cinematic representations of Dracula and vampires. And there's everything from kind of Bela Lugosi, who people would remember as being maybe one of the pioneers of the original Dracula, right up to more contemporary Draculas, Gary Oldman playing Dracula in a more contemporary modern version. So it's really captured people's imaginations in that sense.
And I think the first Dracula was in 1931.
Yeah, the concept of, the vampire and that legend would have been in existence for many, many years, right back into kind of ancient times, in terms of the concept of a bloodsucker, maybe kind of part animal, part person. But really, I suppose, in the 1930s, with actors like Bela Lugosi, the concept of almost like a genteel, dark figure in a suit was really developed, which is really where we position our kind of maybe modern contemporary view of Dracula as we know him now. So a very multifaceted character that has just endured through so many media and so many years, really attractive to people.
And it must have sold a huge amount of copies now at this stage. Are there any figures out there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly the sales, but I do know that in its day it was, the equivalent kind of any bestseller today. And actually, as part of the festival, one of our literary events is actually looking at, 50 Shades of Grey and the concept of Twilight and how, all of those are bestsellers. And Dracula, Bram Stoker's novel at the time, was a bestseller, and what was the impact that it had in its time. So there's lots of events as part of the festival for people to maybe learn a little bit more about Stoker, but also as well to come into Dublin City and explore Gothic Dublin, and to kind of, there's something there for all the family. So it's everything from, bring the kids in to maybe yourself and a gang of friends going into town in the evening. There's lots of free events for everybody to enjoy and get on board with.
Okay, tell us a bit about some of the things that are happening.
Yeah, so the festival itself is going to run from the Saturday the 26th to Monday the 28th of October, so the bank holiday weekend. If you log onto the website, there's full details on everything, bramstokerfestival.com. But there's a major kind of free outdoor evening event running in Dublin Castle on Saturday and Sunday evening. That's for all the family. It runs from 6:30 up till 9 o'clock. There's a very rich and diverse literary programme scattered all over the city, in everything from churches to theatre spaces to some kind of more seedy venues. It really kind of captures the imagination in terms of the locations. The literary programme will explore everything from the family programme, looking at bats and their lives, right up to, as I say, the kind of more intellectual discussions around Bram Stoker and his work and its impact. We have a really fun vampire hunt all day on Saturday, so families and and groups of adults can enrol and kind of discover Dublin City. It's a really unusual, unique way of doing a tour of your own city, or indeed inviting our visitors to do a tour of Dublin City while chasing down clues and a race against the clock. And there's prizes and various things available there. We're going to have bands and street performances. We will have a crew of guys wandering around Temple Bar taking van portraits, so keep an eye out for people looking to take your photo, and you'll then be vampirized and your image as a vampire will be projected in Temple Bar. There's everything from, as I say, kind of things for family right up to there's an opera, which is entirely free, Dear Vampire, which will be presented in Werburgh's Church. We have a fantastic theatre show, Bram Stoker's Dracula, which will be performed in Dublin Castle on Saturday and Sunday evening. Again, entirely free. All you need to do is log on to the website and just register for tickets. There's a really rich film programme, which will be running throughout the festival in Meeting House Square. And some really, really quirky, crazy events, like we're having a very lavish banquet in the kind of crypt of Christ Church. We're having a jazz gig, a kind of New Orleans voodoo jazz gig in Temple Bar on Monday evening. There will be an ongoing development of an art project in the Bernard Shaw over the Sunday evening. On Sunday evening as well, special kind of happening that we're having is a screening of The Addams Family, again in Christchurch, so really unusual, never happens for us to get access to Christchurch and screen. So it's a really, you know, iconic, fun movie aimed at a kind of, you know, teenage and up, kind of plus 15 audience, a little bit along the lines of, you know, the Rocky Horror Experience, where you go along, dress up, see the screening, and really get involved with the show. So really there's just so much going on as part of the festival. To be commended, our Dublin City Council and Fall to Ireland, who are behind the festival, and clearly aiming it at everyone from the youngster right up to the kind of more mature audience, and there's really is something for everyone there.
Yeah, and is that just going to be film lovers will be treated to a load of outdoor screenings of classics?
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone has attended any of the screenings in Meeting House Square. They're very special. They're right in the heart of Temple Bar. They're outdoors. On a day like today, that might frighten people, but they're actually got these giant umbrellas that cover the space. You have your blankets and your hot chocolate, and everyone's all cosy and warm, and you see the outdoor screening, so it really adds to the atmosphere of the screen. And the entire Stoker on the Square programme has been curated by Kim Newman himself, a very well-known horror writer and film critic. And what he's looked at is exactly as you referenced there earlier, you know, the development of Dracula on screen. So Dracula, which is a 1931 screening with Bela Lugosi, right up to kind of more modern day versions of Dracula, with it right up into the modern day and contemporary Dracula. And then there's a couple of screenings as well for the family, so a really special event for everybody there. And there you can log on to the website and buy tickets for those.
Okay, it actually sounds like great fun, and people can do it a bit of fun in this day and age.
They can, and you know, it's always a good time in the city. There's lots always going on. The festival is really trying to just up that profile, and I suppose in one sense it's a real opportunity that we have that maybe we haven't used before to celebrate somebody of his calibre in the Bram Stoker Festival. But as well, you know, there's lots going on all over the city. People are invited in, come in with the family, have lunch, check out shows. You can have an AM to PM experience almost entirely for free, have lunch, have dinner, and you know, it's great to see people in the city and using all of our great amenities.
Yeah, as I said, it sounds like fantastic fun, and it says it's going to be a great success. Hopefully the weather will improve.
Hopefully the weather will pick up, we're looking at long-range forecasts. This should be down for a while, but hopefully it'll get it all out of its system and all will be well for our festival.
Great stuff. Do you just want to give out the website again?
Yep, it's www.bramstokerfestival.com.
Okay, Susan, thank you very much for talking to me. And
thank you, John.
I wish you great success with that, but I've no doubt that it is going to be a great success. Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you.